Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. We're digging a bit deeper. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, just verse 23 today. Another passage about Moses, and, well, actually, more significantly, about his parents this time. It reads, "By faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict." So our writer to the Hebrews is now moving on from the some of the earlier patriarchs to Moses and the story of his life. And first in view are Moses' parents. This incident about his birth and being hidden is from Exodus chapter 1, verse 22. It says, "Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people, 'Every boy that is born you must throw into the Nile, but let every girl live.' Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months." Very difficult for us to imagine what that situation would be like, especially those of us listening to this podcast that are parents. We can appreciate the courage of the parents. Interestingly enough, not named here, presumably just to give a bit more prominence to the fact that it was Moses, that the son is the focus here rather than the parents. But the writer to the Hebrews picks up on the courage of the parents and emphasizes their courage expressed as faith. And this is something that we see as a constant theme throughout Scripture, Old Testament and New, the heroes of the Old Covenant and the heroes of the New Covenant, the prophets of the ancient days, and then Jesus and his followers of the New Testament. Courage and faith seem to go together. It's a prominent theme in Hebrews, this theme of not being afraid. Hebrews 2:15, "He came to free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." We've been liberated from fear of death. Hebrews 4, verse 1, and the verses following. "Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. We also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard did not combine it with faith." They shrank back from having courage when faced with the opportunity to inherit what had been promised. Also, we are reminded that even Moses sometimes was afraid in Hebrews 12:21. "The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, 'I am trembling with fear.'" And there's a correct kind of fear as well, the reverence and awe that we should give or have before God, Hebrews 12:28. "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." That's a good attitude to have. Finally, Hebrews 13, verse 6. "So we say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?'" Fear is the very antithesis of faith. Fear is something that we all have to deal with. Fear is something that Moses' parents had to deal with. They chose an attitude of faith because they saw that he was no ordinary child. Jesus was no ordinary child, and we are no ordinary children. We are children of God. And as such, we are protected by him, and we have nothing to fear. Let us step forward into the day ahead, not with fear, but with faith, and with that faith comes courage. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 24. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you want to find us in iTunes, if you type in mccx to the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.